Over the weekend, Norfolk lost a towering presence in its legal community when former Norfolk Commonwealth's attorney Greg Underwood passed away. He was the first Black man to ever serve in that role. After graduating high school, Underwood served as an aircraft electrician. He went on to earn his bachelor's degree at Fayetteville State University and returned to the Air Force as an officer and deputy missile combat crew commander. He earned his law degree at UNC Chapel Hill and began his legal career in Farmville, Virginia, with the Virginia Legal Aid Society. But Underwood spent most of his legal career here in Hampton Roads, serving as a prosecutor in Norfolk in the 90s before entering private practice as a defense attorney. He returned to prosecution in Virginia Beach and made his way back to Norfolk as a prosecutor in the early 2000s. In 2009, the citizens of Norfolk elected Greg Underwood Commonwealth's attorney. During his tenure, Underwood was applauded for his office's policy not to prosecute simple marijuana cases. Greg Underwood was a featured guest in November of 2018 when Another View addressed the decriminalization of cannabis and its impact on the Black community. During his interview, he shared why he supported the legalization of marijuana.
I have a problem with the fact that you can be in another state and it's not a crime. You can be across the border in D.C. or Maryland. It's not a crime. But once you cross that line, it's a crime. And the other issue I have is the impact that it has on minorities. Clearly in Norfolk, I would say 80% of the arrests are Black people. That was in 2017, 2016. And there's something wrong with the picture. And then 89% of rearrests are African Americans. It shouldn't be that way. There's a problem with that.
His legacy also includes his office's policy not to ask for cash bail, which effectively criminalizes poverty, as well as the establishment of the first and only Family Justice Center in Virginia. He is being remembered as an advocate for behavioral health dockets that address the needs of offenders with mental illness and substance abuse disorders. Underwood was also a champion of community outreach. Greg Underwood passed away on Saturday after a battle with cancer. He was 68. He is survived by his wife Gracie, his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and a host of family and friends.